Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1981, Robert and Julie Norwood.
Applicants here, I'm just getting ready to ask. This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for an office for a cleaning service business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 24,205 square feet, more or less, land lying at the northeast corner of Route 24 and Retz Lane, which is a private street, 280 feet southwest of Route 284, also known as Marbury Knoll Road, and being identified on tax rolls as tax map ID District 334, map 12, parcels 25 and 26. For the benefit of the commission, I pass down surveys and site plan of the property, and I have one copy of color photographs I'll pass down for each of you so you can review. It's only one set. They were provided by the applicant on a previous application at the same site. Those photographs are pictures of other businesses in the area, and included but not limited to the Delaware Ice Institute, Apple Electric, Family Dollar, Maplewood Dental, Ryan Holmes Office Building, BB Medical Center, Locomotive, Sussex Tree, Windswept Stables, Next Stop College, Bellamede Farm, Lamps of Shades, and Cop Seafood, and Top of the Line Janitorial, and also reference a picture of the Beacon Middle School. Delta did provide comments on this application for the rezoning to CR1, which was held a few months ago, determined that a traffic impact study was not recommended, that the current level of service E of Route 24 at this location will not change as a result of this application. County Engineering provided comments through the Utility Planning Division on March 10, 2014, and they referenced that the site is located in the Gosley Creek planning area, that the proposed office will use an existing on-site septic system, that the project is not capable of being annexed into a county-operated sanitary sewer district, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Area study will be required, that when the county does provide sewer service, the on-site system must be abandoned, and a direct connection to the central system is mandatory, and then a concept plan is not required. I did receive a copy of the public notice was returned with a note from Pastor Maxine McWherter Unglebueller. I think I did that right. She's a resident on Retz Lane, an immediate neighbor, advised that they're the neighbors, applicant's neighbors, and that they have no objection. I do have something for the applicant to do before he leaves. I need him to sign a affidavit requesting permission to withdraw his rezoning application. Otherwise, it's still pending. So, if Robert will come up, we can proceed.
Okay. I think we need to see you over here first.
Thank you. Okay.
You can read it first.
I think you need to get
real
that
short,
one withdrawn
real short,
before we
one
before hear the next one. Okay.
Just house clean. When to clean?
Yeah.
Thanks, Robert.
All right, sir. If you give us your name, please.
Robert Norwood.
Okay, Mr. Norwood, having heard what our director read into the record on your behalf, do you have anything you would like to add?
Just that I appreciate you guys giving me the opportunity to come back after the commercial zoning didn't go through and come back to be able to look into getting conditional use. My main concern is being able to run my business and make money, and we kind of outgrew the location we were parking our vehicles and stuff in at our development, and it's kind of against the homeowners association rules, so we had to try to find some place where we could have an office out of the home and be able to have a place to park our trucks. We have three trucks, so and that's basically what we're trying to do.
Okay, then. All right, sir. We thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. And once again, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And Mr. Norwood, you're planning to park three vehicles overnight?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and whereabouts will they be parked?
They'll be parked right, there's a house that sits right in the front of the property, and then there's a garage that sits in the back. My office is going to be the garage, and just off to the left side of the garage is where we would like to park the vehicles.
Okay. And what's the house going to be used for?
The house, we're looking to rent it out eventually, but it needs a lot of work. So at this point in time, it's just vacant.
Okay, so then your intention then is to use your garage that's on the rear of the property is for your office. Will there be any work done on the vehicles?
Oh, no. No work on the vehicles.
And what about trash?
Trash is all, actually we have one little small dumpster that we have out at the location right now just for trash, and that's the extent of it. It's just equivalent to any container that would hold trash. Nothing, we keep it very clean out there. There would be no trash at all.
Okay. Is that, this is the dumpster where the truck picks it up and?
No, just a regular household container, just like you would have for residential.
Okay. That's,
yeah, we don't need anything that size.
So we're not talking about a dumpster that needs to be screened?
No, not a dumpster.
Okay. And what about signage?
Signage, what I would like to do is put in for a permit just to have I guess it would be maybe a 5-foot by 5-foot sign that just says East Coast Window Cleaning on it.
Okay. Well, typically the commission will permit one sign up to 32 square feet. So
okay.
5 by 5 certainly fits within that, but if you intend larger, you know, that is possible as well. Now, do you want the sign to be lighted or unlighted?
We would like to have it lighted.
Okay. And what about security lighting on your property now?
Right now there's one security light that's already right between the house and the garage, and I think that's going to be sufficient, and that's provided by Delaware Electric Co-op.
Okay, so that's one of those pole lights.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you're not intending any other security, you're not planning on any other security lights?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. And hours of operation?
Hours of operation are normally, depends on the time of year. Normally, this time of year, where it's getting dark a little later, we usually work as long as we can because we have to make as much money as we can in a shorter time period as we can because we have to take advantage of the tourists, you know, being here and needing stuff done. But we never work probably past 7 p.m.
Okay. But there wouldn't be any work being done on site other than
on site.
The employees dropping off their vehicles and picking up their own.
Exactly.
And how early do they usually start?
We usually start anywhere between 8 and 8:30.
So it's fair to say from 8 to dark?
Correct.
And how many employees?
We have 3 right now, and at the height of our season, usually about 7 or 8.
Yeah. Plus yourself?
Plus myself, correct.
Well, Mr. Chairman, from based on the information we obtained at the prior public hearing and today, I have no further questions at this point.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton.
Just have one question. You're planning to access the property from Rhett's Lane?
Correct.
Both on and off?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. No further questions.
Okay. Mr. Smith?
No, sir.
Okay. Ross.
Just a comment. I'm just not so sure that in this particular application and hours of operation are applicable. They're not on-site retail sales. It's just people, you know, coming and going, whatever. So you really don't have a business where customers are visiting and open it, closed, so to speak. So that's just my thought, Mike.
Good comment.
That's right. Yep. All right, then. Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counselor,
just one.
For clarity's sake, you said there was three vehicles that'd be parked on the site, and those are the business vehicles.
Correct.
But in the height of the summer season, there's 7 to 8 employees. Are they meeting at the site and then going
Yeah,
out?
We meet. They meet right at the site and just park their vehicles there until the end of the day, and then we come back and pick up.
So they'd all be parked in the driveway area behind?
Correct.
Okay. All right. I would kind of tend to agree with Mr. Ross a little bit on this one, because they don't work at the site so
no,
much. It's off-site.
No, exactly.
The employee issue is one that...
They're there for basically meeting, better. And that's it.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I know some also in terms of comments on some businesses, perhaps of this nature, employees coming and going, is you get some complaints from the neighbors about the noise.
Yeah, right.
You know, either loud music or cars, car doors, engines, that sort of thing.
And in reference to that, I strictly tell every employee, because we did have an instance last year where they pulled up to the garage and had music up. And I told them, it's a residential neighborhood. You cannot have your, music up. You have to treat it with respect. So you'll never have to worry about that.
I suspect you keep tight control.
I try to.
And, Mr. Wheatley, just to follow up to that, because it sounded like we had a letter from the neighbor, I guess, who's on that side, the driveway side.
Right.
And so he or she understands that that's where the folks park. There wasn't any discussion about a fence or anything like that?
No.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Mr. Wheatley.
All right, sir. Thanks. I just have a question for Mr. Lang. These two lots are actually part of a subdivision. Is that right?
It's a small subdivision that had four lots, I believe, across the front. Those four lots in the deed restrictions even reference that they could have been used for commercial purposes.
Okay.
Back in the 50s or whenever these lots were created.
Okay.
And the other 6 or 8 lots, whatever it is in the back, are residential.
Okay. So I suspect you know where I was headed with that question, because we typically are very reluctant to do conditional uses within a subdivision. But
when Mr. Norwood, you got the Forest Council.
Correct.
Council deferred also.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Everett Moore, attorney on behalf of council, went and looked into the deeds.
Okay.
And it wasn't an issue with that issue.
All right. Well,
we looked at it down here, too.
Yeah, we did.
Well, essentially, it was noticed in the deed that it was a possibility. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right, sir. We have any further questions right now. If you take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1981, Robert and Julie Norwood? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1981? Does anyone on the commission have any questions?
I have one, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
I failed to ask this to Mr. Norwood, so if he'd come forward again, sir. Get your exercise tonight.
Yes, sir.
My question would be related to the parking, because if you have three vehicles that are parked there on site, and then you have potentially 7 or 8 employees that show up, where might the employees be parking?
Well, the way it's set up, the garage would be setting here, and just to the left-hand side of it, there's like enough room to park like 10 vehicles with no problem. And
we're talking about on the grass or on the
Yes, right on the grass. But what I'm gonna do is have a spot that I'm gonna have basically scraped out where the grass is taken out, and I wanna put some stone dust in there so that they know exactly where they're gonna park, and then kinda line it out with like salt treated timbers that show the parking area.
Okay, so there will be a specified parking area.
Yes, sir.
Good.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any further questions?
Just a statement in reference to those questions. As you're aware, the commission will have to review the site plan anyway, and you have to show that information.
All right, sir. Any further questions or statements? Okay. There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.